Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
You want to talk about Barbara works at a church and saw some mice?
Yeah, we've been talking about St. Charles quite a bit, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we had a customer call, worked at a church and said, you know, we think we've had mice over the winter. Can you come and take a look? So we did, and we get in the basement, and we're like, whoa, it was an entire network of termite mud tubes that they had no idea were there for, we think, a couple of years at least.
What's a mud tube?
Look at a mud tube. It's like a straw. It's so weird. It looks like an alien.
For listeners that have no idea what I'm talking about and they want to go see what a mud tube looks like, go to Instagram or Facebook, look for our short video we just put out yesterday. Our handle is @RosePest1860. Mud tubes are what subterranean termites create to protect themselves as they're 24/7 eating wood. They are soft-bodied insects, so they're kind of like maggots with legs, if you can envision that.
Awesome.
If you want to envision that, is that what you just said? Or yeah. Can you? You're forcing our listeners to listen to that.
Okay. Hey, I'm not talking about poop yet.
Sure.
So the mud tubes are what they create. They live underground, okay? So we never really see them. They're called silent destroyers for a reason. But the mud tubes are created to keep them protected from sunlight and air, which would essentially dry them out. So these keep them dark and kind of hidden away, and they create these tracks. Like, if you could envision what an ant farm looked like, okay, that's what they do in the structure of a building. That's what they do underground. And by the time they present the damage, by the time you see mud tubes, the damage is already done. So
they're just boring through wood.
Yeah, like it's they're chewing through wood, channeling through wood. So I want to give folks kind of the conditions that are going to make your property attractive to termites so that you can hopefully prevent that from happening. So first and foremost, moisture around the foundation. They need moisture to survive. Most insects need moisture to survive. So if you're around, you know, going around the perimeter of your property, maybe you're mulching, you're preparing your flower beds, you're going to stir stuff up. If you're redoing your cabinets or redoing your kitchen, you're going to stir stuff up that's been in the walls, right? So moisture is everything. If you've got gutters that are leaking or downspouts that are not properly getting that rainfall away from the house, you're going to have it leaking back into the foundation. And that is a no-no. That is a big, big attractant for termites. Usually when Roy and I are on the air together, we talk about cracks because cracks in the foundation are all they need to get inside the interiors of your building. They need 1/32nd of an inch to breach that threshold. So if you've got a foundational crack, yeah, you're holding up a piece of paper. Yeah,
pretty close.
If you've got a foundational crack in the basement, that's a highway in. If you've got wood that touches the soil around your house, a lot of people are mulching right now, just keep it raked back from the actual foundation a good 6 inches. If you pile up mulch right up on the house, that is going to give any kind of, I mean, not just termites, but ants and tons of other things. It's going to give them that highway directly into the foundation of your home. Keep firewood stacked away from the house. Don't keep it near your house. There's a lot of things that'll live in a pile of wood, right? Mice, too. So beware of that. Tree stumps in your yard near a structure, that's, you know, anything decaying. Termites have a purpose in this world. They're decomposers. You know, we want them to be breaking down dead wood and forests, not our houses, right? So yeah, the mulch, any kind of poor drainage, those are your red flags. Now is swarm season. So between March and May is always when we see swarms. And what this means is termites will break out of their mud tubes, grow wings, and fly to nearby places looking for additional environments that will help them thrive and bud the colony. The reproductive ones grow wings, and they're like scouts. They'll look for food and in ideal conditions, and then they
do. They do that at night, or
yes. So they are. They tend to be nocturnal when they're doing this, but they're attracted to light. So if you're in your living room at night, and all of a sudden you see a flying insect underneath your lampshade, like that could be a flying termite.
Time to sell your home.
Ants also do that, though. So, and it's hard to tell, you know, if you've never been exposed to ants or termites before, it's hard for the layperson to distinguish the two. But termites have two sets of wings that are equal in length. Ants have three body parts and two different sized wings. You guys probably aren't going to get that detailed. If you see flying bugs, call Rose. That's the easiest way to do it. But the good thing is we have a system called Centricon that's made by Corteva. It used to, you know, Corteva is now what Dow Agro used to be. It's completely green, chemical-free way to protect your property. And it's kind of like an insurance policy because your homeowner's insurance does not cover termite damage. And a lot of people think, like, especially in Chicago where we've got a lot of concrete around us, oh, it's not going to happen to me. Well, I'll tell you, our technicians have been finding termites, live active termites, all month long. Wow. Not just in Chicago, even up in Wisconsin, in Kenosha, in St. Charles.
Is it because it's been raining so much?
The rain, yes, yeah. And it's flooding out colonies, and it's that weather trigger is inviting them to grow these wings and scout.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach out.
Yes, get on our schedule, 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
I just want to put this out there because Sarah's thinking about this because you mentioned it about 2-3 minutes ago. I would have wings because I am a reproducer.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to. I saw the look.
Don't. Yeah.
In all fairness, I'm surprised you don't. You might.
Well,
little do we know.
There's still time.
There's still time.
I've got a special offer, too, for folks. $75 off any new healthy home maintenance program plus termite protection. We're in the office right now. If you want a free quote for your home, give us a call, 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.